USA News Update. The NYPD is admitting an officer accidentally shot his gun when police were clearing protesters out of Columbia University. Officials say a veteran emergency service unit sergeant was trying to gain entry into a locked office in Hamilton Hall last week when a firearm unintentionally went off. The bullet went into the office and didn't harm anyone. The incident occurred while the officers in riot gear were trying to clear out the protesters that forcibly took over the hall. A new study suggests that emissions from gas stoves are linked to increased rates of childhood asthma and premature death. The Stanford research published in the Journal of Science Advances indicates that a combination of pollutants may contribute to around 200,000 cases of asthma. Furthermore, long-term exposure to nitrogen dioxide from gas stoves could be responsible for up to 19,000 adult deaths annually. USA News, I'm Jen Gelber.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.